Vale and paying them in low wages.
You may be able to walk across the Bay Bridge when the new span opens, while on the other bridge...
Fast track or license plate tolling. I'm Kristen Haynes with some questions people have about the Golden Gate's new electronic tolling system.
10 minutes of nonstop local news starts now. KGO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station. It's 6 o'clock.
And this is the KGO Morning News for this Thursday. It's the 7th day of February. I'm Jennifer Jones Lee.
And I'm John Bristow. Good morning to you. Here's what's happening. Officials right now trying to figure out what started an early morning fire at a vacant home in San Jose. Fire on McKendrick Street broke out around 1:15 this morning, brought under control about an hour and a half later. No injuries reported.
More and more homebuyers in the Bay Area are making their purchases with all cash. KGO's Jenna Lane reports live. That makes it hard on anyone hoping to finance a home.
A record number of California homes, 32.5% of those sold last year, were bought with cash. That is twice what real estate analysts call the normal rate. In the Bay Area, it translates to about 26,000 homes purchased without any financing in 2012. Carl San Miguel is president of the Santa Clara County Association of Realtors. He tells ABC7 this trend is affecting all kinds of home sales, from those in the entry-level $400,000 range up to $2 million homes.
If you have a property that's listed and you have 20 buyers that submit offers on it, they're going to go with the least resistance. And usually least resistance is cash.
San Miguel says some of the cash seems to be coming from stock options. And there's some evidence that this trend is driving up prices as well. Reporting live, I'm Jenna Lane, KGO 810.
6:02 now, KGO. The San Jose City Clerk's Office has a hero amongst its ranks. And thanks to one employee's sharp eyes and quick catch, some fake signatures were spotted on an election petition. KGO's Jeannie Lynch joins us live from our South Bay Bureau with that story. Jeannie.
Suzanne Guzzetta's job is to verify signatures on San Jose election petitions. Then she passes the petitions on to the County Registrar of Voters. Well, this employee does that and a whole lot more. She spotted 80 fake signatures in a stack of petitions for Measure D. That's the city's minimum wage hike measure. And buried in the petitions were names and the false signatures, and get this, of everyone from the city manager to the city attorney to city council members. Daly City resident Laura Fry, she's 55 years old. She was supposed to collect $1,000 for the 200 signatures, and she did, but many of them were faked, and she's now been arrested, and cops say she's on the run. And by the way, this isn't the first time Guzzetta spotted a problem. Last year, she told backers of a plan to raise money for the city libraries that they had the wrong number of signatures needed to get the initiative on the November ballot. Live in the South Bay, Jeannie Lynch, KGO. 810.
A Silicon Valley clean energy company may not be so clean when it comes to paying workers. KGO's Kim McAllister has more on Bloom Energy.
Bloom Energy is facing some $70,000 in fines and back wage payments. An exclusive Mercury News report indicates they've been bringing Mexican workers to Sunnyvale, putting them up in a hotel, paying them the equivalent of $2.66 an hour in pesos to do welding and other work. Dan Moraine is a senior editorial writer and columnist for the Sacramento Bee, who's covered Bloom before.
Bloom has been quite the sort of golden company in this field. It is courted by other states. When Bloom sells its boxes to Apple and Walmart, it gets noticed. It also was the focus of a very favorable segment on 60 Minutes.
Moraine says with people like former Secretary of State Colin Powell and presidential fundraiser and venture capitalist John Doerr on its board, it's been able to secure quite a bit of funding.
If it's true, it's stunning. And why would a company that has been so successful, that has received such accolades, that has such clout behind it, why would it do that?
I'm Kim McAllister, KGO 810.
The new electronic tolling system is going live on the Golden Gate Bridge at the end of March, and already drivers have a lot of questions, as we hear from KGO's Kristen Haynes.
A lot of people can't decide whether they should sign up for Fast Track or a license plate account. Golden Gate Bridge spokeswoman Mary Curry says Fast Tracks are cheaper and can be used in carpool lanes.
Other than that, they're pretty similar. Fast Track just has a prepaid toll balance, whereas a license plate account, when you open it with a credit card, your credit card is only charged each time you cross the bridge. So you don't have to have a toll balance that you draw down from.
She says you don't even have to pick either system.
If you do nothing at all, you're going to get the toll invoice in the mail to the registered owner of the vehicles.
As for rental cars, they've already inputted their license plates into the system. I'm Kristen Haynes, KGO 810.
Well, thousands of people walk across the Golden Gate Bridge every day, but have you ever wanted to walk across the Bay Bridge? You could get the chance. KGO's George Acevedo has details.
The Bay Area Toll Authority will consider a proposal at a public meeting next week that would allow foot traffic on the new Eastern Span during its final full closure Labor Day weekend. Spokesman Randy Rentschler says a public celebration is the absolute right thing to do. Residents would be required to sign up for a free, time-specific ticket, and tickets would be limited to 125,000 people. Officials want to avoid the human gridlock that occurred on the Golden Gate Bridge for its 50th anniversary. The event would be run by the Richmond-based Hartman Studios, who put on the San Francisco Giants World Series Victory Parade and who runs Oracle World on Treasure Island. The Bay Bridge celebration would also include a marathon, a bike race, and fireworks. I'm George Acevedo, KGO 810.
It's 6:05 on KGO, and on this Thursday morning, let's get our commute with first traffic on the fives and Mark Nieto.
Brought to you by Chevy Trucks and your local Chevy dealer. An accident still being tended to in the San Geronimo area, affecting traffic on Sir Francis Drake Boulevard and Ocasio Valley, where a van went off the roadway. Emergency crews are now on scene. We also understand that we are getting some sprinkles in the North Bay, so just to be careful now as you head through the Santa Rosa area. It looks like we're seeing some definite sprinkles along Highway 101 there. Westbound for Lone Tree to Loveridge, congestion as you would typically see trying to get into Antioch. And also you've got the westbound 580 heavy and slow now up and over the Altamont from the 205 merge all the way to Airway Boulevard in Livermore. Bay Bridge still doing pretty well. No major delays at the toll plaza yet. It's Chevy Truck Month. That means it's time to get an amazing deal on a brand new 2013 Chevy. Qualified buyers can take advantage of Truck Month pricing on Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer. First traffic on the fives. I'm Mark Nieto, KGO 810. Your next update at 6:15.
Light rain this morning, moving from north to south. Showers this afternoon, says ABC7's Mike Nico, who joins us in about 3 minutes or so. Scattered showers tonight, scattered morning showers tomorrow, and then partly cloudy in the afternoon.
Let's keep talking about our climate. The ocean and our coastline, land and homes along the shore, considered, of course, prime real estate. But our shoreline is living and ever-changing, which is something that we need to come to terms with soon, according to a new book called High Tide on Main Street, Rising Sea Level and the Coming Coastal Crisis. The author is oceanographer John Englander. He joins us on the KGO Liveline. John, thanks for your time this morning. In your book, you're saying that the sea level has barely changed over the past 6,000 years. So why do you feel we should expect a change in the sea level soon?
Well, Jennifer, the sea level, of course, changes as the ice sheets melt. And we've all seen photographs of Greenland melting quicker and quicker and ahead of projections. And the Arctic ice cap is melting. Even though that doesn't raise sea level because it's floating sea ice, it does prove that the planet's warming beyond anything and hundreds of thousands of years. And again, of course, ice sheets correlate to sea level rise. As we melt through the ice ages, the sea level goes up and down 300 or 400 feet. And we have been fooled because for the last 6,000 years, we've been at a stable point for both sea level and therefore the shoreline. And now it's starting to change.
John, is everybody kind of on the same page as far as how soon we'll see, say, coastal cities with having to deal with a major impact?
No, there's a fair amount of uncertainty as to exactly how bad it will get, how soon. And the reason is, in 500 million years that we can go back and track geologically, the Earth has never warmed this quickly. The Earth does go through natural climate changes, but the change in the last century is at least 50 times, and by some measurements, hundreds of times faster than even fairly abrupt climate changes in the past. So the thing we really can't know accurately is how quickly can you melt the ice sheets? As one of the leading scientists says, we're running the experiment now. It's never been done before. And so we can do lots of models, but it's hard to say whether we'll get 3 feet of sea level rise this century or 6 feet, as some models say. And some leading scientists say that we're at tipping points where it could get much worse. But it's hard to predict exactly how soon. What we do know for sure is that there's enough heat already absorbed in the atmosphere and stored in the ocean because of the greenhouse gases that sea level will rise for at least 1,000 years.
Now, you point out some cities that have vulnerabilities, like Seattle. That one's pretty obvious. But Sacramento as well?
Yeah, Sacramento is a big surprise to a lot of people, but I'm sure when people think about it in your area, they'd realize that the Sacramento River, of course, carries the sea level far inland. And there's, I think, 1,300 miles of earthen levees that line the Sacramento River. And there have been some studies in California which show that it's just not practical to totally upgrade them. So it's interesting that while we all think of New Orleans as being vulnerable to sea level rise and earthen levees, Sacramento, right in your backyard, is equally, if not more, vulnerable. In fact, U.S. government studies by multiple agencies have said that in terms of economic impact, Sacramento in some ways is more vulnerable than New Orleans.
Pretty scary considering the fact that as you work your way inland, obviously in California, you've got the heart of the agriculture belt, and California basically feeds the country.
Exactly. It's probably the most fertile farmland in the world, as you know better than I. And, you know, besides the state capital and all the infrastructure there, it's just a great example that sea level rise, which will move the shoreline inward, doesn't necessarily just hit the coastal, what we think of as coastal areas. Washington, D.C. is on a navigable river, the Potomac, and sea level rise threatens Washington, D.C. So there are lots of surprising cases. Providence, Rhode Island is a very vulnerable city that people don't think of.
Well, John, we'll check out your book and see some more of those cities, and we'll be informed and scared all at the same time. Thanks for your time this morning, John. John Englander is an oceanographer, and he is the author of the new book, High Tide on Main Street.
Scary stuff,
and
sure.
You can check it out, by the way, at hightideonmainstreet.com, and we'll link that up to our KGO Morning News Facebook page.
Now let's check out ABC7's Mike Nico with our Bay Area forecast right now. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. Has some rain that's going to move into the North Bay during the commute, slide southward across the heart of the Bay and out of the South Bay by about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Once we get past this initial cold front, the air on the backside of it is still pretty unstable. Some scattered showers possible the rest of this afternoon, lower to middle 50s. Those scattered showers could become a little stronger tonight. Lightning possible, some small hail, even a snow level down to 2,500 feet by tomorrow morning, where we'll wake up with middle 30s to lower 40s. Once those showers leave us quickly Friday morning, it'll become partly cloudy in the afternoon, lower to middle 50s. And for the weekend, it's looking mostly sunny, and temperatures will get closer to average, milder temperatures, middle 50s to around 60. Rainfall amounts not impressive, about a tenth to a quarter of an inch, just enough to make the commute a little slick. All right, have a great day. I'm ABC 7 News meteorologist Mike Nico.
Temperature-wise right now, thanks, Mike, 38 in San Jose, 45 in San Francisco, Oakland 47.
Coming up on the KGO Morning News at 6:15, first traffic on the fives.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-475-6464. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Here's something special for Bay Area baby boomers. It's the Boomer Lifestyle Show, coming Saturday and Sunday, February 9th and 10th. It's a little nostalgia and a lot of future, with seminars and exhibits on health, recreation, finance, and much more for the boomer generation. For advanced tickets and information, visit BoomerLifestyleShow.com. That's the Boomer Lifestyle Show, February 9th and 10th at the Alameda County Fairgrounds, presented by Bay Area News Group.
2 years ago, the people of BP made a commitment to the Gulf. I'm Fred Lamont, onshore site manager for BP. BP has paid over $23 billion in claims and cleanup costs. Today, the beaches and Gulf are open, and many areas are reporting their best tourism seasons in years. And BP is also committed to America. We support nearly 250,000 jobs and invest more here than anywhere else. We're working to fuel America for generations to come. Our commitment has never been stronger. Join the conversation on Facebook.com/BP America.
10 minutes of nonstop news at the beginning of every hour on the Bay Area's news station, KGO 810.
It's 6:14 on KGO, and here are some of the stories making headlines.
Los Angeles police looking for a former LAPD officer suspected of shooting a Cal State Fullerton basketball coach and her fiancé, and they say Christopher Dormer is armed and dangerous.
The Northeast is expected to get hit by a major snowstorm starting tomorrow. Forecasters say some areas could get as much as 2 feet of snow.
And a rare 148-year-old baseball card discovered at a rural Maine yard sale has been auctioned for $92,000.
Let's check first traffic on the fives at 6:15 with KGO's Mark Nieto.
Brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. If you're heading for the Bay Bridge, the cash lanes are backing up now a little bit towards the mid-lot. No metering lights yet, but it won't be long because it is getting heavy now up the incline to the island. Southbound 101, south of Central San Rafael, heads up for a ladder out in the right-hand lane. Let's update the South Bay and check in now with Chasta Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Well, things are looking good so far this morning for our Thursday morning commute in the South Bay. No accidents or stalls to tell you about so far. It looks like they had earlier construction on 237 at northbound 880, but that has been picked up. So right now, we're doing good.
Usual slow going in Antioch this morning, westbound 4 between Lone Tree and Loveridge Road. Beach Blanket Babylon, the world's longest running musical review, is high energy pop culture satire and the perfect night out. The SF Chronicle gives Beach Blanket Babylon its highest rating as the real San Francisco treat. For tickets, go to beachblanketbabylon.com. First traffic on the fives, I'm Mark Nieto, KGO 810. Next traffic at 625.
And in the forecast, light rain this morning, showers this afternoon, scattered showers tonight. Could get a little exciting tonight. Maybe some lightning, some small hail, a 2,500-foot snow level in the Bay Area. And tonight's lows 30s and lower 40s. Tomorrow, scattered morning showers, partly cloudy in the afternoon, and highs into the middle 50s.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. A dragnet right now, Southern California wanted, a former officer with the LAPD out for revenge.
The target, police officers. Overnight, three officers were shot. One was killed. Christopher Dorner, a fired LAPD officer, is also accused of killing two people in Irvine last weekend. Dorner released a manifesto naming certain officers he plans to kill.
Dorner's whereabouts are currently unknown. We are considering him armed and dangerous.
Now an all-out manhunt is underway here in Southern California. Roadblocks are set up, manned by police wearing helmets and holding big guns, light up highway signs, or telling drivers to call 911 if they see him. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Nominee for CIA director appears before the Senate Intel Committee today. John Brennan, sure to be grilled about the drone program, may soon be another mega airline.
According to press reports and sources, the merger between American, the nation's third largest airline, and U.S. Airways, the fourth largest, could happen officially as early as next week. Together, they would become the country's largest carrier, and even though American has been the one in bankruptcy, most believe the new airline would keep the American logo, since it's best known. Plus, American just revealed a new look, which it's unlikely to get rid of so soon. However, management is expected to be largely from U.S. Airways.
ABC's Jim Avila notes that merger is not a done deal yet. If you take some work home and use your smartphone to make some business calls, should you be paid overtime? Chicago police officer says yes. In fact, he filed a federal suit against the city. His attorney says hourly workers ought to be paid if they're required to use their smartphones at home.
If they have half-hour phone call outside of work hours to a superior about a search warrant they're going to work on the next day, that is something that needs to be paid for.
If the suit is successful, it could mean millions in back pay. Fewer folks applied for unemployment benefits around the country last week. You're listening to ABC News.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
OfficeMax is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with five pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sports time on KGO 619. Rich Walkoff is here talking hoops and the Warriors Sad story in Oklahoma City.
Well, you know, with the Thunder have a 22-3 record at home, they are just a phenomenal team. And when you're playing after pulling into town about 4 a.m. because of a fog problem and taking a cab from Tulsa to Oklahoma City, and you don't have Andrew Bogut, and you don't have Jarrett Jack, and you were trash-talking a few weeks ago in Oakland when the Warriors stunned the Thunder, well, they had a little fire in their eyes. As Kevin Martin said, we took it personally. He had 21 off the bench in Oklahoma City's 119-98 rout of Mark Jackson's Warriors.
I thought we battled, thought in spurts we played very good, but overall what it takes to beat this team, especially in their building, is 48 minutes of solid basketball on both sides of the floor, and we did not do that.
Yeah, how about 64 points in the paint for the Thunder, and the Warriors, who have a winning road record this season, just looked miserable the first two on this road trip, and now they've got a day off today, and Memphis and Dallas tomorrow and Saturday night. And Stanford played so well down at Tucson, but the number 7 Wildcats, Arizona, beating the Cardinals 73-66. And Team USA in the World Cup qualifying, stunning loss at Honduras 2-1. What an amazing bicycle kick goal from Juan Carlos Garcia to tie it in the 40th minute. And then some confusion with goalie Tim Howard and defender Jeff Cameron enabled Honduras to get an easy goal and an open net. So the U.S. losing 2-1, 9 matches remaining for Team USA, and they have to be in the top 3 of the 6 in their group to make it to the World Cup, and it's kind of iffy right now. And the AT&T Pro-Am at Pebble Beach is underway. You want a star watch, go to Monterey Peninsula in the Shore Course, because at 8:22 this morning, Jim Harbaugh will be teeing off with Australian Jason Day. Matt Cain is in that foursome as well. And then later in the 9 o'clock hour, Aaron Rodgers, Phil Mickelson, and Bill Murray, adorning the handlebar mustache and mutton chop sideburns, looking like an 1890s bartender. Serve him a drink. Rich Walkoff for KGO 810 Sports.
Thank you, Rich. He is so fun.
Oh, he's great.
He just makes that tournament. I can't imagine it without him.
You know, one time he hugged a lady when he made a shot in out of the bunker on 18 and absolutely rolled into the sand trap with her, an unsuspecting spectator, and came out and dusted her off.
Oh, right? That's cool. That's awesome. 6:22 on KGO. Let's talk water.
Let's do, or lack of it. The city of Vallejo has created a new way to stop squatters. KGO's Lisa Campbell reports they'll deny them water.
Vallejo says the problem had just gotten out of hand. People living in foreclosed or abandoned houses that weren't rightfully theirs. And so the city has implemented a new code that it hopes will, well, dry the problem out. It's investigating all new water service requests to ensure that they're made by the property's legal owners. If not, service denied. It's already against the law to live in a dwelling that has no running water. I'm Lisa Campbell, KGO 810.
KGO Radio News Time is 6:22. Well, troubled entertainer Cat Williams has finally appeared in a Sacramento courtroom facing charges involving a bizarre incident involving a three-wheeled motorcycle. The CHP says the rapper and actor drove the motorcycle on sidewalks, led officers on a short pursuit, and then blew through several red lights in November. He then added to his legal woes by failing to appear in court at least 3 times since then. He apologized to the judge, promising to get serious about future court dates. The judge recalled a second bench warrant, reinstated the bail, and then set another proceeding for later this month.
6:23 on KGO, 2 minutes away from first traffic on the fives.
So, what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some top-rated sound systems to go with our TV, like Bose and Yamaha and Pioneer and Denon and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive?
Not at Video Only. They've got the top-rated audio brands and the...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. But we should listen to this gear to make sure it's right for us.
Okay. Let's go to Video Only and complete our own home theater.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Mountain View, San Mateo, Hayward, Dublin, and San Rafael, Video Only.
Pat Thurston here for Ovation Cell Therapy. This Valentine's Day, my hair is going to look its very best because of Ovation Cell Therapy. I know you'd like Ovation, too. Here's what you do. Let your significant other know what you want for Valentine's Day. Start leaving the hints now. Tell him or her outright that you want gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair. I've been using Ovation for over a year, and my hair looks and feels so much better. It's healthier, shinier, and thicker, stronger, fuller, and longer. Get started now. And don't hesitate to treat yourself. Log on to OvationHair.com. Read the testimonials about other Ovation users. Then, when you check out, select KGO and receive a special introductory discount. Have a wonderful romantic Valentine's Day looking your very best with Ovation. Go to OvationHair.com. And don't forget, choose KGO at checkout for that special introductory discount.
625 on KGO, and first with traffic on the fives, let's take a look at that all-important Bay Bridge with Mark Nieto.
Yeah, the metering lights have been turned on there now. Traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino. The toll plaza backup extends to about mid-lot, and we're also seeing heavy going past the metering lights up the incline to the island. So we're pretty much in the usual shape there at this hour, trying to get across the span into San Francisco. Marin County, southbound 101 near central San Rafael, there's still a report of a ladder in the right-hand lane. So watch out for suddenly swerving or stopping traffic. We've also heard that we are seeing some sprinkles in the North Bay that may have traffic impacted with the wet roads near the Santa Rosa area, Petaluma, so just be careful there. Westbound 580 up and over the Altamont, the usual slow going. And also it is slow on southbound 101 in Petaluma now between East Washington and Castaigne. You deserve a playcation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino in Tuolumne is the perfect place to stay. Take Highway 108 to Sonora, then follow the signs to the new resort hotel opening this spring, Black Oak Casino. See blackoakcasino.com for details. First traffic on the fives, I'm Mark Nieto, KGO 810. Next traffic at 635.
And our forecast for the Bay Area, calling for light rain this morning, showers this afternoon, scattered showers tonight, scattered morning showers tomorrow, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, looks like for the weekend, mostly sunny and milder.
Up next, we have your money here on KGO.
My name is David Weisberg, Chief Executive Officer for Acorn Paper Products, and I'm a client of City National Bank.
David found that City National shared his company's vision.
We've been in business since 1946. My grandfather founded the company. Our philosophy has always been to create strong relationships. City National understands that.
When Acorn Paper Products needed a bank that was as tech-forward as they were, they chose City National.
We've always relied on technology to maintain our competitive edge. And we use City National Treasury Net literally every day. We were the first client to use City National eDeposit, which allows me to make deposits right from my desk. We do everything online.
Treasury Net, eDeposit, and a host of other online services.
City National is more than our bank, and that's a relationship that means a lot to us.
Experience the City National difference. Visit us at cnb.com. Member FDIC.
Avalon Lodge, the right way to do Tahoe. You want to do Tahoe with a fresh continental breakfast? You want a room with free Wi-Fi? You want a comfortable upscale room with a great bed to come back to? You want to play outdoors and you want to be steps away from all things fun? Oh, and an outdoor jacuzzi would be nice too? Not a problem. Visit AvalonLodge.com and explore your options. Fido's welcome too. No one does Tahoe like you do, and that's because you have Avalon Lodge. Visit AvalonLodge.com.
Grammy Award-winning Michael Nesmith returns to the concert stage Wednesday, March 27th at the Palace of Fine Arts.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow.
Michael will be performing songs from his solo catalog.
Well, you and I travel to the beat of a different...
Michael Nesmith tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000.
Let's check your money on KGO at 628, brought to you by First Republic Bank, where it's a privilege to serve you, and the airlines are shrinking, says Jennifer Kashinka at the Wall Street Journal.
American Airlines parent AMR and U.S. Airways are hashing out the last major details of a merger agreement that would create the world's largest airline. The number of workers filing first-time applications for unemployment benefits fell by 5,000 last week. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, fell by 2,250. Meanwhile, worker productivity fell in the fourth quarter by the most in 2 years. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly higher open. Jennifer Kashinka, Wall Street Journal report.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's 6:29 on KGO, and it's 6:30 this morning. This is the live line I have been looking forward to the most of the day, because it says not only can we help stop global warming, we can work less while we do it. We'll be on the KGO live line next.
Guys, if there's one thing I learned from our customers this past Christmas, it's that women want matching sets of jewelry. So for this Valentine's Day, our Shane Company designers created a beautiful sterling silver necklace with matching earrings and bracelet. Each piece in the set has natural pink stones complemented with pink cultured freshwater pearls. The necklace by itself is only $100, or complete the look by adding the bracelet and earrings to the necklace for a combined total of only $195 for all three pieces. It makes the perfect Valentine's Day gift. Our matching necklace, bracelet, and earrings is also an unbeatable value, and it's available only at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It's 6:30 on the KGO Morning News. We're glad you could join us on this Thursday. I'm Jennifer Jones-Lee.
And I'm John Bristow. And top story at the bottom of the hour involves saving the world by working less.
I like it.
That principle. Many of us understand the value of taking steps to reduce our carbon footprint, such as looking for environmentally friendly options when it comes to products we buy, food we eat. But could we actually slow down global warming by working less? There seems to be a new study that says that. It's from the Center for Economic Policy and Research. And so joining us on the KGO Live Line is author of that study, economist David Rosnick. David, good morning. So how can working less actually help the environment?
Well, it's actually pretty simple. A lot of the carbon emissions that we throw up in the atmosphere come from the energy expenditures that are all developed from actually producing all this stuff. So it's all connected to work, and so if we work a little bit less, then we'll be putting up less greenhouse gases into the atmosphere and may actually slow the effects of global warming.
So basically, by not driving into work every day, by not, you know, having the workplace computer on, all of that kind of stuff would then just lessen our impact?
Well, sure. I would point more to factories and having trucks transporting all the stuff that we want to buy all around the country. I think that has a lot more to do with it than the specific effects of, say, commuting and whatnot. But that's certainly an impact.
But commerce still has to happen, and trucks still have to transport things from one area to another. How do we get away from this?
Absolutely. Between 1950 and 2012, workers started producing about 2.9 times as much stuff in every year, and they still did it in 200 fewer hours than they did in 1950. Point is that we have productivity gains going on all the time in the economy, and as long as workers can share in those productivity gains, then they can be producing more and more, and that means consuming more and more, and still be working less and less.
So if we do get to work less and less, and say our work weeks get shortened to 4 days or something like that, it's probably not smart to take your 3-day weekend and think that you're, you know, by not working that you're somehow helping the environment and then go jump on a plane to go somewhere.
Well, right. There are ways that these things could be offset. However, the academic research at this point seems to indicate that the effect of actually working less is much, much stronger than the changes in consumption patterns that would actually that might actually raise carbon emissions.
So
working less is actually much, much stronger.
Okay, David. It sounds like we ought to just stay at home then and meditate. What do you think?
Well, you could. I mean, you can spend time with your family. I mean, but you could read more. There's all sorts of things you could do. I mean, but I'm just saying that what happens is that the literature right now indicates that when people have a change in hours, the way they spend it is less carbon intensive than it would be if they were working.
Well, David, it's very interesting, and we appreciate your time this morning. David Rosnick is the economist with the Center for Economic Policy and Research and one of the authors of the report that global warming can be slowed by us working less.
We're going to put Mark Nieto to work in just a minute and a half here with first traffic on the fives.
K- Get your news as it happens. Twitter, Facebook, ABC7, and instantly on the all-new KGO 810.
Looking to refinance but can't stomach the never-ending scrutiny and mountain of paperwork? Hi, this is Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding, and we've taken the pain out of the refinancing process. At Crestline Funding, all of our loans are done in-house. We can do things the other lenders can't. It's our money, our rules. Our streamlined approach makes refinancing quick and easy so we can fund your loan in a matter of days. We don't just save you from the hassles of refinancing, we save you money, too. Right now, get our Family Plus loan at just 3.5%. That's right, 3.5% for a 30-year fixed rate loan. Call Crestline Funding, 800-801-9400, and start saving today. Refinancing is our full-time job. Don't make it yours. Put us to work for you today. That's 800-801-9400. Get our Family Plus loan at just 3.5%. Call us, 800-801-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount. Owner occupied. 75% LTV with impound. 3.676 APR. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 0119897. NMLS 1970.
Book lovers and collectors will delight in the 46th California International Antiquarian Book Fair, returning to San Francisco's Concourse Exhibition Center Friday, February 15th through Sunday the 17th. With a special Asian theme this year, the world's largest rare book event will feature extraordinary treasures from over 220 booksellers from around the world. For additional information on tickets, special exhibits, and seminars, please check out cabookfair.com. That's cabookfair.com.
At 6:35, as John promised, putting him to work now is Mark Nieto with First Traffic on the Fives.
Yeah, let's take a look at the Bay Bridge here. We mentioned last time around that the backup was growing. It's now to about the end of the east parking lot. The metering lights have been turned on, and just west of the metering lights, bridge tow is on scene with a fender bender, although the good news is it's over to the right-hand shoulder. A couple of accidents reported on southbound 680. First of all, as you approach the Benicia Bridge near Lake Herman Road, a couple of cars in the center divide. And then on southbound 680 in the Alamo area, just south of Stone Valley Road, a car crashed into the center divide and maybe partially blocking the left-hand lane. Westbound 80 starting to get a little bit slow in Contra Costa County between El Portal and McBride. If you're on northbound 101 in San Jose, that is also now sluggish between Story Road and Oakland Road. BART is running on time. ACE train number one, about 6 minutes late into the South Bay. First traffic on the Fives. I'm Mark Nieto, KGO 810. Next traffic at 6:45.
Some light rain this morning, moving from north to south over the Bay Area. Showers this afternoon and cooler, up to 5 degrees cooler, just to the low to middle 50s. Scattered showers tonight, maybe some lightning, maybe some small hail, maybe even some snow down to 2,500 feet in the Bay Area, and 30s and 40s for your lows. Scattered morning showers tomorrow, followed by partly cloudy afternoon skies.
Let's get dialed in with KFOG Music News. I'm Renee Richardson.
And I'm Dennis Constantine.
Hot on the heels of her praised Super Bowl performance, singer Beyoncé on Monday announced a world tour starting in April. Beyoncé had an audience of more than 100 million people as she performed at halftime in New Orleans on Sunday and is making her comeback after taking a year off following the birth of her first child with rapper husband Jay-Z in January of last year. Beyoncé will be one of the presenters at the Grammy Awards on Sunday.
After selling more than 22 million albums in the United States and becoming a staple in the classical music field, singer Josh Groban is embracing an edgier sound for his latest record. Josh Groban put together a collection of covers and original songs for his forthcoming album, All That Echoes, including a rendition of one of his personal favorites, Falling Slowly, from the movie and stage musical Once. All That Echoes is out Tuesday.
And if you're looking to get out and see some live music this weekend, head to Saratoga.
My name is Luca.
Suzanne Vega is playing at the Carriage House Theater at Montalvo Arts Center in Saratoga on Saturday.
And that's the latest KFOG music news. We'll be back next week on KGO 810.
All right. Love her. KGO Radio News time is 6:38. Fans of Harry Potter will be interested to hear what a UC Berkeley-led team of researchers is planning to do with some of the $27.5 million in grant money that they've just received. KGO's Peter Finch explains.
The first thing the folks with the new Terra Swarm Research Center want to develop is a real-life Marauder's map. If you're into Harry Potter, you know all about the map. It allows you to track your friends as they move around. In real life, though, you would use your smartphone to do it. UC Berkeley professor Edward Lee heads up the research center.
Now, of course, you want to protect people's privacy if they don't want to be tracked. It has to be built into the infrastructure that they can put on an invisibility cloak and not be tracked.
I'm Peter Finch, KGO 810.
Three Bay Area hospitals have been hit with hefty penalties by the State Department of Public Health for putting patients at risk. The UCSF Medical Center in San Francisco received penalties totaling $200,000. $175,000 was also levied against St. Mary's Medical Center in the city. And the Santa Clara Valley Medical Center in San Jose received one penalty, costing $100,000.
Marin County now has the money to pay gun owners who turned in their weapons during a buyback program. KGO's Scott Lettieri has details.
The district attorney's office wasn't fully prepared for all the guns that residents turned in last month.
It was originally 827. We had a day that second day of the buyback program was converted to just a voluntary, no compensation turn-in. And that raised the 827 number up to 857.
$43,000 set aside for the buyback was gone in the first 90 minutes, so vouchers were handed out for the $70,000 additional dollars needed to pay market price to the other gun owners. D.A. Ed Brevarian.
We have been able to, largely through private contributions and private trusts, been able to now fully redeem all of the vouchers.
The vouchers can be redeemed at the Showcase Theater in San Rafael on February 15th. I'm Scott Lettieri, KGO 810.
And our forecast at 640 on KGO, brought to you by Armstrong Installation. For all your painting, roofing, and window installation needs, call 777-1234 today. And here is Mr. Mike Nico.
Good morning. Mother Nature going to bring us a little aggravation for the morning commute, especially up in the North Bay. That's where I expect the steady light rain to be from about 7 to 9 o'clock. It'll move through the heart of the bay from 9 until 1 o'clock when it exits the South Bay. That's the steady light rain. Once we get past that, we'll have some scattered showers this afternoon, even some pockets of sunshine and temperatures in the lower to middle 50s. Showers will continue tonight, and with the cooler air, we could get some lightning, some small hail, and even a snow level down to 2,500 feet. So Hamilton, Diablo may be getting a little dusting tonight. Middle 30s to lower 40s when you wake up tomorrow morning. Those scattered showers will quickly leave us Friday morning. A few may be around for the morning commute. Won't be a big deal. Partly cloudy by the afternoon hours, lower to middle 50s. And for the weekend, it's looking mostly sunny, dry, and temperatures on the warming trend, middle 50s to 60. Have a great day. I'm ABC 7 News meteorologist Mike Nico.
Thank you, Mike. 39 in Los Gatos right now, 45 in Hayward, Concord 46, San Rafael 45. San Jose, 38 degrees, and it's 45 in San Francisco at this hour.
Straight ahead on the KGO Morning News at 6:45, first traffic on the fives.
Hi, it's KGO's Jenna Lane here with a way to help heal the pain of the 49ers' oh-so-close championship season. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Scott Hiver by February 28th, you'll get a free pair of upper reserve tickets to a 49ers home game for this upcoming season. That's right, now you can lock in your tickets and then watch the 49ers' renewed pursuit of the championship trophy in this final year of play at historic Candlestick Park. But this offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. So before these 49ers tickets are gone, call now to schedule your free all laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747. Or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, ER.com.
The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Julian with Safe Flight Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Flight, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Don't settle for a good morning. Go for great with a freshly roasted cup of joe from Tyler's Coffees. Get half off your morning jolt at sweetjack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
Sweetjack.com.
That is, on the KGO Morning News, and these are some of the stories we're following.
A Daly City woman has been charged with forging the signatures of about 80 San Jose City officials and their spouses on petitions for ballot measure D that passed in November. That's the one that raises the city minimum wage to $10 an hour.
Los Angeles officials say an ex-LA cop wanted in connection with two weekend killings is a suspect in a shooting in Riverside that left a police officer dead and another critically wounded.
And people may have a chance to walk on the Bay Bridge if a proposed grand opening celebration on Labor Day is approved.
We approve first traffic on the fives at KGO, and this is Mark Nieto.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Hornblower Cruises and Events. An accident reported southbound 680 south of Lake Herman Road as you approach the Benicia Bridge. It's in the center divide, but there might be some debris from the accident still sitting out there in the left-hand lane. It's also sluggish on southbound 680 as you head into Pleasant Hill now, approaching Treat Boulevard out to the Walnut Creek exit. And if you are on the way to the Bay Bridge, expect a backup that extends to about the end of the east parking lot. The metering lights are on, and it's sluggish heading up the incline to the island. Let's update the South Bay now and check in with Chasta Freeman.
Good morning, Mark. Things are looking really good for us in the South Bay. We don't have any accidents working so far this morning, and we don't have any stalls either. As far as slow traffic goes, it's just your regular morning spots of slow traffic. Northbound 101 stop and go through San Jose. Pretty much the same story for Highway 85. Northbound really just coming away from Highway 17 up to Saratoga. It's a bit sluggish, but overall, not too bad.
Your Valentine deserves something extra special, a beautiful Hornblower Valentine's brunch or dinner dance cruise. Enjoy delicious cuisine and your favorite beverages set against San Francisco scenery. Wine and dine your sweetheart this Valentine's Day. Reservations at hornblower.com. First traffic on the fives. I'm Mark Nieto, KGO 810. Your next update at 6:55.
Light rain this morning for the Bay Area. Showers this afternoon. Highs today to the lower to middle 50s.
KGO Radio News time is 6:47, and we have word now that three people have been shot in a home invasion robbery in Vallejo. KGO's Jenna Lane is on her way to the scene, and as soon as she arrives, we'll have the latest.
Considered armed and dangerous, out to kill cops, a former LA officer believed to have killed a couple out of revenge and may now be on a vendetta against police officers. Three shot overnight, one is dead. Suspect, 33-year-old Christopher Dorner, still on the loose. Roadblock set up across Southern California right now. Law officers, Castle Rock, Colorado, being told to do their paperwork in school parking lots in order to provide more protection for students. President's pick for CIA boss due on Capitol Hill later today to testify before a Senate committee. John Brennan's confirmation hearings. A merger between American and U.S. Airways may happen next week, maybe. What might that mean for passengers?
Frequent flyers should be able to use their miles from both airlines and on more routes in the long run. However, it could mean higher prices because of less competition. The passengers will notice few changes immediately. It will take about a year, maybe more, for that merger to be complete.
That's ABC's Jim Abela. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
Now the San Francisco Chronicle's executive food and wine editor. Here's Michael Bauer.
I'm always complaining about the quality of Chinese restaurants in the Bay Area. Good ones are really hard to find. However, in the last 2 months, two notable places have opened in downtown San Francisco, and they're only a few blocks apart. The first is My China, or MY China, in the Westfield Center. The initials stand for Martin Yan, who many may know from his cooking shows or his 30 cookbooks. The handsome decor features a glassed-in kitchen where you can observe the red-coated crew manning the flaming woks. But what sets My China apart are soup-filled dumplings and noodle dishes. You'll find 7 noodle dishes priced between $12 and $18. Crispy Hong Kong-style noodles are topped with big chunks of chicken and mushrooms in an XO sauce. Beijing knife-cut noodles are a vegan dish with tofu and a warm hoisin vinaigrette. My favorite at My China, the slightly chewy scissor-cut noodles with wild boar. The second place is Hakkasan on the corner of Grant and Market. It's a branch of a restaurant found in New York, Miami, and Las Vegas. The interior has a very glitzy vibe. You enter the reception lobby and go upstairs to a grand space with a glowing blue-lit bar shaped like the front of a ship. It's surrounded by dining rooms with views of downtown. If you think no Chinese dish should cost more than $10, Hakkasan is not for you. Chu Chow halibut with salted plums and Chinese celery is $38. An appetizer with greens, pomegranates, pine nuts, and crispy pieces of duck is $28. However, there are a lot for vegetarians, including stir-fried mushrooms and lettuce wraps, for $9. So if you want gorgeous surroundings with Western-style service and don't mind paying for it, Hakkasan will fill the bill. From the San Francisco Chronicle, I'm Michael Bauer on KGO 810.
Sports on KGO at 6:50. Rich Walkoff is here. Let me get this straight, Rich. The Raiders, in their return from L.A., had to ruin the Coliseum to get more seats to, you know, build Mount Davis, right?
Right, right.
And ruin things for baseball fans and, you know, football fans, too, who enjoyed
the view
of the Oakland Hills, yeah, and all that, and the nice scenery there. And now the seats are not going to be used?
That's right.
This is an outrage.
Well, in some respects, it's just a reflection on how far the Raiders have fallen because they can't sell out the joint. And I know Mount Davis is kind of the nosebleeds, but about 10,000 seats on the eastern side of the Coliseum will be tarped off, much the way the A's do in the baseball season in the third deck. So you'll have the black hole behind the end zone and the black top in the eastern side. America's only dual-purpose stadium, downsized to get more sellouts, said team CEO Amy Trask. And remember, when they do this, per league rules, you cannot even reopen those seats anytime during the regular season. Now, the Raiders now will only need to get 85% of the seats sold for every given game, and that will be about 53,250. That'll be capacity, so only 85% of that, which is, again, sad commentary. As to hopes for a new stadium, that's what the Raiders want, focusing on a current Coliseum site. The Raiders' lease at the Coliseum expires after next season. They have not ruled out sharing the new 49ers stadium in Santa Clara, but no new talks on the horizon. And as for the Kings' future in the state capital, with Seattle already ponying up almost $500 million to buy it, the team, and move them to the Pacific Northwest, David Stern, the commissioner, on the latest.
Mayor of Sacramento has advised that he will be back to us soon with a proposal from a group to buy the team in Sacramento and build a building in Sacramento with a substantial subsidy from the city of Sacramento.
Yeah, that's a lot of things that have to fall into place, and it's a long shot. Commissioner also said he thinks the NBA is on track to begin testing for human growth hormone perhaps as early as next season, as Major League Baseball and the NFL also could have it in a year's time. Kevin Durant with 25 in the Thunder roll, and the Warriors 119-98 in Arizona takes down Stanford 73-66 in Tucson. Rich Walkoff for KGO 810 Sports.
Thank you, Rich. 6:52 on KGO, and we say good morning to the doc.
Dr. Dinadel, you know that the United States spends more per person on health care than any other nation, but lags on many important health measures. The reason why is complicated, but here's an eye-opening report from the National Research Council and Institute of Medicine. They looked at other countries, including Canada, Japan, Australia, and 13 Western European countries. They found, indeed, that overall, no single factor can explain the U.S. health disadvantage, and Americans did overall fare worst among the countries when it came to 9 areas, from infant mortality, injury and homicide, teen pregnancies, STDs, AIDS, drug abuse, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, and disabilities. Not to read you a long list, but the most important factors they found as to why we are not getting any bang for our buck is overeating, lack of health insurance access, and comparatively high poverty. We have our work cut out for us. I'm Dr. Dinadel.
You're paying way too much for your mortgage. Save yourself money and hassle. Refinance your home right now with your personal mortgage experts at People's Bank.
Hello, I'm Wint Winter Jr., President and CEO of People's Bank. Since 1871, we've been helping people reach their financial goals, and we're here to help you too. People's is a real bank with real people that believe in exceptional service. Our super low interest rates mean fantastic refi opportunities for you. People's Bank makes refinancing easy with zero closing cost options and top-flight personal service. Even better, as a direct lender, we can look you square in the eye and say yes.
So call a big, anonymous, crowded room full of telephones or call your personal mortgage experts at People's Bank.
We have the biggest mortgage refinance opportunity you'll ever see in your entire life. Call People's Bank, your people in the personal mortgage business.
Rates as low as 2.375%, APR 2.93%. Call now. 1-800-350-REFI. 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 Not all applicants will qualify. Rate and terms subject to change without notice. People's Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The largest competition of American wines in the world is coming to Fort Mason Center February 16th, presented by BevMo. The San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition's public tasting will showcase hundreds of award-winning wines and gourmet food from local artisans for you to enjoy. Presented by BevMo and sponsored by the San Francisco Chronicle, SF Gate, KGO, NBC Bay Area, and Wine and Spirits Magazine. This event will sell out, so get your tickets now at winejudging.com. Come enjoy the fun. Tickets at winejudging.com.
6:55 on this Thursday morning, and we are checking first traffic on the fives with Mark Nieto.
Starting with a look at your southbound 680 commute, Jen, if you are trying to get down from the Fairfield area to the Benicia Bridge, there is a collision north of Lake Herman Road. It's on the shoulder now. CHP is on scene, and the backup there extends to about Parrish Road. We definitely have reports of sprinkles throughout Marin County affecting Highway 101, or at least as far south as Novato. And with the roads wet, it's obviously a more hazardous commute this morning, so just be careful out there. Eastbound San Mateo Bridge, a car fire reported at mid-span over on the right shoulder. Bridge crews are on the way to investigate. Your Bay Bridge backup still only to about the end of the east parking lot, although the metering lights remain on. It's sluggish up to the island. Westbound 4, typical stop and go in Antioch Hillcrest to Lubbridge. It's also slow now up and over the top of the Willow Pass. First traffic on the fives. I'm Mark Nieto, KGO 810. Next traffic at 7:05.
Yes, indeed. We do have some light rain this morning and showers this afternoon. Cooler, low to middle 50s for our highs. Looking for 54 only in San Francisco, 55 in Oakland. San Jose 56. Concord tops out at just 54. Santa Rosa only reaches 53 today.
6:56 on KGO. Coming up in 2 minutes, we will take a look at your money. But now another story from the South Bay. It's a gift, actually, an unexpected one that'll mean great things for San Jose State. KGO's Jennifer Hodges reports on a donation the school recently received.
San Jose State's School of Journalism has received an $8.7 million gift from the estate of the late Jack and Emma Anderson. The couple printed the Spartan Daily News for 20 years. Bob Rucker is the director for the School of Journalism.
They had no children, and they wanted to have a legacy. They clearly wanted to be a part of the future of the school and educating people from now on, and they've done just that.
Journalism student Tracy Henson is hoping the money will go towards new equipment.
Well, if you've seen the update news set, we still broadcast in standard definition, so hopefully a donation would mean that maybe we could upgrade to an HD set, high definition, which would be great.
In the South Bay, Jennifer Hodges, KGO 810.
See world-class tennis at the SAP Open next week live at HP Pavilion featuring Eisner, Fish, and the Bryan Brothers, plus a special exhibition with Andy Roddick and Stephanie Graf. Get tickets at sapopentennis.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Win tickets to the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition public tasting at Fort Mason Center, San Francisco on February 16th. This event will provide hundreds of award-winning wines and gourmet food from Bay Area artisans to tantalize your taste buds. Indulge your senses in fine aromas and deep flavors at the largest public tasting of American wines, which is guaranteed to sell out. For more information and your chance to win tickets to the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition public tasting, visit the contest page at kgoradio.com.
That's a good show, too. You can't believe how many wines there are in there.
No, represented. It is phenomenal.
And all the wines in there are winners of some kind of award, right? Some kind of a medal. So you can't lose.
Don and I were also talking about how we've often, KGO has a booth there, so we go pretty much regularly. And when you first arrive, it's kind of quiet and mellow, and everybody's very well behaved. By the end of it, the volume's loud, people are bumping into you, and you can tell that they have definitely tasted a wine or two.
Yes, it's a great show. All right, let's check your money now. Jennifer Koshinka at the Wall Street Journal.
Stocks slightly lower. The Dow Industrial's down 25 at 13,961. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are both down just a fraction. Mike Vogelzang, a Boston advisor, says investors seem to be taking everything in stride.
The entire earnings season has been sort of notable by its lack of drama. It's been pretty quiet, pretty consistent, pretty reasonable all the way through. The economic data is, as economic data always is, two steps forward, one and a half steps back.
After some underwhelming sales numbers around the holidays, Target, Gap, and Macy's all started 2013 with a bang in reporting sales growth well above expectations. Macy's January sales surged 12%, sending shares up 2.5%. In case you haven't noticed, gas prices are jumping. The average price of a gallon of regular stood at $3.54 on February 4th, its highest level since October. So far in 2013, prices have increased 7%. Right now, crude oil